USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
8 people are dead after a string of shootings at 3 Metro Atlanta spas. Police say 4 people died in a shooting at a spa near Acworth, Georgia. Then an hour later, 2 more shootings occurred in Atlanta, across the street from each other, where 4 more people were found dead. Police arrested a suspect 3 hours later about 150 miles south of Atlanta. They say they believe the man they have in custody, 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long of Woodstock, Georgia, carried out all 3 attacks. And Texas residents will be off the hook for $29 million in electric bills from the February winter storms that knocked out power to millions. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said that as part of the bankruptcy plan of electricity provider Gritty, about 24,000 customers are being released from more than $29 million in unpaid bills. Thousands of customers were hit with huge power bills during the storm because of the provider's variable rate plans. Gritty filed for bankruptcy on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of 6 things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the result of November's presidential election. The report says that Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz says he's not surprised that Iran was working against Trump. A Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that they would want to defeat the candidate that put so much pressure on them.
If you look at, during the Obama-Biden presidency, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of that presidency was the catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal that put over $100 billion in the hands of the Ayatollah. The most significant foreign policy decision President Trump made was to pull out of that disastrous deal. So, of course, the Ayatollah wants the administration that is going to give him billions of dollars versus the administration that stood up and employed maximum pressure to cut off the cash.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Joe Biden says that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign if allegations of sexual harassment are confirmed true.
That's a judgment for them to make about their state where they can be effective. Here's my position. It's been my position since I wrote the Violence Against Women Act. A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one. But there should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
The president making those comments to ABC News. Cuomo is facing allegations of harassment from 7 women, which are being investigated by the state's attorney general. He's also facing an FBI investigation into his handling of COVID-19 cases in the state's nursing homes and an impeachment investigation in the New York State Assembly. And an archaeological dig in the desert south of Jerusalem has uncovered new Dead Sea Scroll fragments.
The Israeli Antiquities Authority tells us the fragments were hidden in the cave by Israeli freedom fighters in the revolt against Rome 1,900 years ago. Brian Trager of USA Radio Network in Israel tells us there are 2 reasons to call this a remarkable discovery.
It's really remarkable because we have further verification now that the Bible, in fact, is true not only on the basis of its internal integrity, but on the basis of archaeological discoveries.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.